everybody. Good afternoon. Hope you're having a great day today. It's Dr. Nakuti. I got some things that we need to talk about today. We need to have a conversation, and Common Sense Nation needs to wake up. I want to share some things with everybody. I had a good friend of mine send me something today that is just absolutely crazy. How's everybody doing this afternoon? You guys having a good day? Give me a thumbs up. Let me know where in the world you guys are at so I can see you. I can hear you. I know where you guys are at today. It's Monday. It's a beautiful day in St. Louis, Missouri. It's supposed to be like in the 80s today or low, high 70s, 80s. That's awesome. But I got some stuff we got to talk about today. I'm going to wait for everybody to jump on. Let me know where all you guys are calling and commenting from. Let me know where in the world you guys are at. I don't know why I can't see my... can't see my comments here, but that's okay. Let me know where you guys are at. Okay, I'm going to do my best to answer some questions, but I got some stuff on my mind that's a little common sense that I just want to ask you guys about. First of all, let's have a conversation about what we do know about COVID-19. I want to know what we do know about COVID-19. We know it is a respiratory virus. We know that. We know that it attacks the epithelial cells in the lungs, and that's the deal. So the healthier your lungs are, the healthier your body is, the less chances you have. There's a report this morning that we got. There's a physician out of Los Angeles. He's a physician. He's taking care of a ton of COVID-19 patients. Dr. Anthony Cardillo, he's an ER doctor at a hospital locally in LA. He's also CEO of Mend Urgent Care. He's been prescribing the combination drugs of the chloroquine and zinc, and is crushing this thing. And what he's saying is, when people get on this protocol, that typically within 12 to 24 hours, they're literally walking out of the hospitals. They're just doing so much better. So, like, that's one thing. And we're going to talk about that, because right now, I'm telling you right now, the answer is quinine. I want everybody listening right now to go do this. I want every one of you to go today, see if you can buy some quinine. If not, go get some Schweppes tonic water. Tonic water has a ton of quinine in it. Now, let me tell you something. Listen to me. Interestingly enough, there was a law that was signed into effect. It was an FDA law that Bill Clinton actually signed a long time ago. Now, hear me on this. Bill Clinton signed this law into effect, taking a bunch of nutrients off the market in the 90s. And quinine was one of them, okay? Quinine acts similar to hydrochloroquine, okay? Quinine acts as a transport chain to allow nutrients to get into the cells. So I'm telling everybody right now, if you know someone who's got flu-like symptoms, if they've got symptoms of COVID-19, the cold, the flu, whatever, go and get some either quinine and or Schweppes tonic water. Let me tell you this again, quinine and or Schweppes tonic water. I need every one of you people to be sharing this right now. I mean everyone. Every person needs to share this, because there's a lot of bullshit going on right now that everybody needs to know about, and I'm going to throw some common sense at you because most people aren't looking at this. Go get some quinine and get some zinc, and you're going to hear people say, oh, quinine, it's bad for you. That's why we took it off the market. No, it's not. It's in tonic water. It's very healthy. It's amazing what it does for muscle aches and pains. I use it in my office all the time for people, and if you can't find the quinine online to buy it, go get yourself some Schweppes tonic water. It has a ton of quinine in it. Take the quinine with high doses of zinc. Now, I'm going to tell you what the dose range is. Now, I'm not your doctor. This is not medical advice. This is a suggestion. I mean, I guess that's my disclaimer. But here's the deal. What they're using is high-dose hydrochloroquine and zinc, and they're using between 100 and 250 milligrams a day of zinc. That's a lot. You cannot take that much zinc for a long period of time. But if you are preventatively taking zinc and want some Schweppes in your body for quinine, have about 3 to 4 ounces a day of that Schweppes tonic water. Take it before you go to bed or first thing in the morning, and take at least 50 to 100 milligrams of zinc. I'd say that again, 50 to 100 milligrams of zinc, okay? Do that every day as a preventative. Now listen, I need you guys to share this. Share, share, share. I'm going to share some stuff with you today that's like, I literally lost my freaking, flip my lid on this stuff. It's so, this is wrong. People should be going to jail for this stuff. That's what really pisses me off. Now listen, Dr. L.A. talking about using high-dose chloroquine and zinc. They're showing most of their patients within 8 to 12 to 18 hours are doing great. They're doing awesome. Some people are saying it's a hoax and it's fake news. It's not. It's real. Why are they not pushing this on TV? There's a big reason for it, because your saving grace is going to be a vaccine that's never had any safety or efficacy studies done to it. Go get yourself some zinc and quinine today. And those of you that just now jumped on, go and watch this from the beginning of the video and share this with as many people as you can. Because I'm done with it. This is my last straw. Why the hell this is not all over the news? Why the hell this is not all over TV it blows my mind. It's because the media is out against you. It's fake news. There's so much bullshit going on, it's not even funny. So here's some bullshit. Let me tell you about this right here. This was sent to me this morning. You guys see this? It says this. This is a news article that was done by a fake news in Louisiana. Let me tell you what the hell it said. This is pisses me off. WAFB Gary Media Group. Anybody that knows anybody, WAFB Gary Media Group, this is, you guys need to have, call me, because we need to have a conversation, and we need to take you out to the broom closet, and you know what that means. Now listen to me. It says, one day old Louisiana girl dies of COVID-19. Okay, that's what it says, from coronavirus. It says, one day old dies from coronavirus in Louisiana. You guys better share this, because I'm telling you, I'm about to drop a bomb on you. Why the hell this is not all over local TV is beyond me. Now listen, it says, one day old girl dies from coronavirus in Louisiana. Then you click on the hyperlink. You click on the link that the original story comes from. Now here's the original story. Listen to this. Premature baby dies from COVID-19 complications in Louisiana. Totally different. Right here it says, one day old baby dies of coronavirus in Louisiana. This is fake news. Okay, this is not. Let me tell you what happened. It says right here, one day old baby girl dies from complications due to COVID-19. According to East Baton Rouge Parish Coroner Bo Clark, MD, Clark says a pregnant mother was admitted to Baton Rouge Hospital April 1st with COVID-related symptoms, including shortness of breath and fever. She was placed on a ventilator and tested positive for COVID-19. Okay, now listen. The mother went into premature labor, delivered the daughter at 22 weeks early. 22 weeks early. You guys, at 20 weeks is when you find out the sex of the baby. Okay, so 22 weeks, the baby's not even, it's halfway done cooking. Okay, so the baby dies from that. The baby didn't survive. It didn't die from COVID-19. The baby did not die. Now, every mother in Louisiana, every mother across the world that sees this article, every person that's pregnant is going to be scared shitless because some a-hole is allowing this to happen. Now, I can't get on an airplane and yell bomb. I can't go into a movie theater and yell fire. That's a felony. But these assholes are allowed to propagate fake news. And we're standing there not doing anything about it. It's time for everyone watching to get a cranial rectalectomy right now. Let's pull our heads out of our asses and let's start looking at the truth. Like, this is ridiculous. You're telling me that the state of affairs in our world are letting people deal with this stuff? I mean, if this doesn't agitate you, you have a problem. You have a serious mental problem. If you are going to let somebody put out their fake news and it says, one day old baby girl dies from coronavirus in Louisiana, then we go back and we see that the truth behind the story is this. The truth is the baby died because the mother got sick. We don't know what the mother's underlying health issues were. She got put on a ventilator. The baby was born at 22 weeks premature. At 20 weeks is when you know the birth of the sex of your baby. The baby wasn't done cooking. And they basically said, the coroner says the baby died from COVID-19. That's wrong. You guys, this is the fake news that scares the shit out of people and doesn't allow people to understand what's really going on. I'm sorry, but I get so fired up because I'm a physician. I'm a doctor, okay? Number one, I'm supposed to first do no harm. Number two, I'm supposed to do everything I can to help heal people. Not manage their symptoms, not manage their diseases, but heal them. Get them healthy. And you think this type of an article that's out is going to allow people to have good mental thoughts? Every mother who's pregnant right now is going to be scared to death. Every person who's got a child is going to be scared to death if they read this and don't click on the hyperlink with inside the link. This is wrong. This story should be retracted. There should be a statement that says, oh, we're sorry, the mother died while giving birth, and this is what happened. Like, we don't know if the mother died of birth complications. We don't know. We don't have any of that information. We don't have any of that information. All we have is an article that says, baby girl in Louisiana dies from coronavirus. That is bullshit fake news. I'm sorry if you have children watching. I'm being as PG-13 as I can. But who's going to stand up and take this? Who's going to stand up? We can't take this anymore. Here's another thing that's in the news this morning that just got sent to me. Okay, remember, all the hospitals are overrun. They're overloaded. They're flawed. People are dying. They're leaving people out on the sides of the sides of the streets in New York just because they don't have anywhere to put the coffins. Okay, right off the presses this morning. This is in the Herald Tribune out of Sarasota, Florida. Okay, coronavirus Florida is the headline. Sarasota Memorial Hospital furloughs staff members after $16 million decline. $16 million decline. Every hospital around the country, here locally in St. Louis, we know for a fact that the hospitals are down, and this one's down $16 million since the beginning of this coronavirus. Shouldn't they be up? Shouldn't they be up with people in the ERs, people in the hospitals, people getting tested? Shouldn't they be up? Shouldn't they be up massively because everybody's going to the hospital? No, they're down. Gunshot wounds are down. People are going to the ERs down. Going to their doctors down. They're down. But $16 million, they're down. So they're furloughing. They're laying off their healthcare workers. Guess what? Coming to a hospital near you. I know already in St. Louis that there's doctors and nurses being laid off. I know already in Illinois, where we're right next to practicing, there's doctors and nurses being laid off. You guys are being lied to, propagated to, by the false news, fake narratives that are out there. People are trying to get us all riled up and in a panic. Again, if you or me go into a public building and we yell fire, and there's no fire, guess what happens? We get felonies. We get sued. We go to jail. If you go on an airplane and yell bomb, you'll never be able to fly on a plane again. But yet they can do stuff like making these claims. It's just bullshit. It's wrong. And somebody's got to stand up for it. And why? This is America. And I know some of you watching are watching all over the world, but you know what? We stand for something in this country. We've got a constitutional republic, that we've got Bill of Rights, we've got freedom of speech, we've got all this kind of stuff, and those liberties are being torn from us, and that's not okay. And the fact that you're sitting there not doing anything about it, washing your hands and staying at home, you need to wake up, because your liberties are getting taken away from you, all because of fake news that's out there. You're not going to see that on CNN, NBC, Fox News, or local. They're all saying the same thing. Go do yourself a favor and look up this. Go look up Operation Mockingbird. Now, here's my foil hat going on. Okay, go look it up. Every media outlet across the country is being fed, spoon-fed a story to tell you. Go look it up. Operation Mockingbird, okay? Those of you that like it, that's your decision. Those of you that don't, that's your decision. But you need to get informed. What you do with the information is up to you. Now, to go back to the whole thing I said at the beginning, we know that hydrochloroquine and zinc are working great for patients. I mean, the doctor in Louisiana came out and said, hey, here's the deal. We've got patients that we're admitting to our ERs, our urgent cares, our ICUs. We're putting them on hydrochloroquine, giving them zinc, and guess what? They're getting healthier. Why are you not hearing about that? President Trump came out again yesterday and said, if you want to try it, you should try it. It's a conversation between you and your doctors. And then Fauci comes out and says, well, there's no double-blind controlled placebo study that shows that it's going to be effective. It's a drug that's already approved for stuff. We can make more. Zinc is safe and healthy and natural, okay? But they're pushing their narrative because Fauci says, we're going to get this vaccine out and we're going to make it mandatory for all of you to get. If you want to get a vaccine, that's your decision. But I still live in America. It's freedom to choose. And I choose for my medical rights what I should and shouldn't do. How many of you think it's okay that if you get diagnosed with cholesterol, they can make you take cholesterol meds? Or if you get diagnosed with some type of disease that they have to make you take chemo and radiation, if you don't, you could maybe not get your driver's license or a business license or insurance or travel outside of the state or the country. Is that okay? I want to know if you think that's okay. I know it's Monday and I'm a little bit fired up, but this is crazy. So those of you that don't get hydrochloroquine, because your doctor either doesn't know about it, because there's no double-blind controlled placebo study, which, by the way, Dr. Fauci, is there going to be a double-blind controlled placebo study of your vaccine? Is there? Because if there is, I'd like to see it. I'd love to see that. And again, if you want to take a vaccine, that's your decision. I don't care what you do. But if I want to take hydrochloroquine and zinc, then I better be able to do it. Now, if you don't want to take hydrochloroquine and zinc, go do this right now. Go get some zinc, you guys. Go get some zinc. And I need every one of you to go get some either quinine or Schweppes tonic water. I'm telling you, you're going to hear about this all over the internet now that we're putting it out. I guarantee you, you're going to see this. You need to go get yourself some Schweppes tonic water because it has quinine in it. Quinine does a lot of things in the cell. It makes the cell wall more permeable so that it helps get toxins out of the cell and helps get nutrients in. That's why when people have pain in their body, that's why when they have pain, we have them go drink some Schweppes tonic water or get some quinine, and guess what? Pain's gone. It's natural. But guess what? Hydrochloroquine, and we're finding that quinine are working similar-ish to where it opens up the cell and it allows the zinc to get in there. You want to use a Z-Pack? That's fine. Whatever you want to use is fine. But you guys, wake up. Like, we're being lied to so much, and I just am so frustrated. Like, as a doctor, it's my job to take care of my community. That's my job. You doctors that are watching this, and I see a lot of you right here, why are you not getting loud? I just told you the fake news about the kid in Louisiana. There was a baby that was born 22 weeks early because the mother had tested positive for COVID-19, went into distress, forced the baby to go into labor, and the baby died. And the headlines were baby dies of coronavirus. Now, did you guys see earlier last week or late last week, there was a story out of Connecticut where the governor came out, tweeted, and said an infant died in Connecticut of coronavirus. And then the parents came out and said, no, my child did not die of coronavirus. My child had an accident at home and died from that. It is just crazy. Please, you guys, go back and watch this, share this, because I promise you this video is going to get removed today. I promise you that there's no way in hell the powers that be are going to let this video get out. I promise you. And by the way, I can promise you this. Next month, I'm going to get more audits from the IRS, from the insurance companies, from Medicare, and everybody else, because when a doctor speaks up and speaks out about the truth, the powers that be come after the doctor to suppress him and shut him up. That's the world we're living in right now. How many of y'all think that's okay? It's not. Now, I'm telling you right now, we can get healthier. We can beat this stuff, but we got to wake up. We got to start seeing. It's 2020. It's time to start seeing the world of 2020 vision. And I'm telling you right now, you need to wake up and look around. Next time you see a major headline, look for the story that brought that story out. Look and see, well, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Your spider sense started tingling. This is not real journalism, people. Right now, what should be happening is people should be going to hospitals right now. I mean, independent people should be going and ask to volunteer at hospitals and see how crazy it is. Journalists should be going inside of the emergency rooms and the ICUs to find out what the hell is really going on in there. That's what needs to be done, because right now there are people all over the world going to hospitals and ERs and ICUs, and they're not seeing the craziness that's being reported. And I'm not saying that COVID-19 is not a real deal. I'm not saying it's not a virus. It sure is. We don't have a cure for it, just like we don't have a cure for the cold or the cure for the flu or anything else. And oh, by the way, don't you think it's really interesting if you look at the stats of how not right now all the COVID-19 coronavirus deaths are rising? Guess what's dropping massively? Deaths from pneumonia, deaths from the flu, and deaths from heart disease and heart attacks. Don't you think it's a bit ironic? What, are people not dying from heart attacks anymore? Are people not dying from pneumonia? Are they not dying from the flu? Nope, apparently COVID-19 and coronavirus fixed that. So now every person that dies now, for the most part, is getting labeled toe tag with COVID-19 coronavirus. Think about that, people. I don't know what to tell you other than it's crazy. And every one of you better share this information with everybody on your contact list. And when I get done, you should start a watch party about this. You can get zinc glycinate still. You can get quinine still. You can get Schweppes tonic water still. You need to be rocking that stuff out. Yes, you can get vitamin C. Yes, you can get all these other products. Yes, you can get D. But I'm telling you right now, that zinc and that quinine is a game changer. That's what's being used, and you need to use this preventatively in your life as well. So, again, I'm not making any claims that we're curing anything. I want to be real clear about that, because I guarantee you people are going to take this message and spin it. Crazy doctor from St. Louis claims he can cure COVID-19 with zinc and supplements. No, I never said that. No, I never said you can cure anything with chiropractic. No, did I say you could cure anything with a vitamin, because in our country, it is illegal to make claims about curing anything unless it's a drug. Did you know that? It's against the law. It is against the law. If you come to my office and we give you vitamins, minerals, nutrients, and IV therapy, and we give you good foods, and we get your diet right, and we get you healthy neurologically, and your cancer goes away, and if we claim that we cured your cancer, Dr. E's going to jail. Dr. E's practice is shutting down. But if we do all this work and your symptoms and sickness goes away, guess what? That's not our problem. That's the world you're living in. But most of you don't know that, because we're stuck with our heads either in the ground or up our rectum. It's time to pull your cranium out of your rectum and wake up and go, what the hell's really going on right now? Because there's a lot of crazy shit happening in the world and a lot of fake news. And oh, mark my words, this week is supposed to be the week of hell in our our world. It's because of crap like this. So I'm going to encourage every one of you, wherever you're at in the world right now, see behind the curtain. It's like that movie, The Wizard of Oz, when the great and powerful Oz is there, and Dorothy and Toto and the Tin Man are all there, and they're all scared to death because this big fire-breathing man is telling them this is what's going on. And what's really happens, Toto goes and pulls the curtain back, and we see that there's a little old senile man behind the curtain that doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. That's what's happening in our system right now, and you're being lied to, and you're being a sheep, and you're letting it happen. That's your decision if you want to do that. You think I'm fired up now? You think I'm fired up now? I'm here to defend you. I'm here to defend my freedoms. I'm here to defend my family's freedoms, my patients' rights to choose what to do with their life. I'm just blown away. And I'm blown away why there are not more doctors like me talking about this all over the place. We should be banding together right now. Doctors, and there's a lot of you watching from all over the world. I see you. I see you doctors from Europe. I see you doctors right now from the United States. I see you on this feed. I see the 1.5, 1,500 people that are watching this live right now. And every one of you needs to share this right now. If you're a doctor, share it with your patients. If you're a person that cares about others, share it with your loved ones. People need to know what's going on and what's possible. And if you missed it from the beginning, you better go back and watch this thing, because you're being lied to. Little babies claim to be dying in Baton Rouge, Louisiana from COVID-19. Shame on you for reporting that. Shame on that. Shame on that governor from Connecticut that reported that a little baby was killed, died from COVID-19 coronavirus, and they come to find out the parents came out and said, no, my child had an accident at home. That guy right now needs to have a resignation. I'm calling for that guy's resignation. All of you in Connecticut, I'm sure some of you guys are there. Your governor needs to resign right now for spreading fake news. They're spreading blatant lies that are going to kill people. Blatant lies that are going to kill people. Not to mention kill our economy. You guys, I'm just telling you, I'm not taking it anymore. My gloves are off. I've been polite. I've been politically correct. I've been nice about it. But I'm not taking this shit anymore, and you shouldn't either. The truth is going to come out, and the truth will set you free if you'll let it. But you got to open your eyes. You got to start seeing with 20/20 vision. And there are things that you can do right now to help yourself improve your health. And by the way, we're going to get through this. The next couple weeks, we're already starting to see some declines. Yesterday, we saw some numbers drop on infections and on deaths. That's great. Guess what? They're going to scare the hell out of you into thinking that it's going to come back. And if you're not ready for it with your vaccine or whatever you got, then you're going to die from this thing. You know what? Here's the truth. The truth is this. Get healthy. And now's the time to do it. Most of you guys are on lockdown for the next 2 weeks to 4 weeks. It's time, instead of getting fat, let's get fit. Let's eat right. Let's exercise. Let's move. Let's take our supplements. Let's get some C, some zinc, some vitamin D. Let's get some elderberry, some astragalus. Let's get some quinine. Let's get a good probiotic, and let's eat good, clean, healthy foods. Not the crap in the middle of the aisles that's processed, but go get some vegetables. Eat a little bit of fruit. Eat some clean meat, some grass-fed beef if you can. Hydrate like crazy. Get outside and get some sun, and this too shall pass, and your immune system and your body will be healthy and strong, and you won't have to worry about this stuff. I got people coming to my offices every day that we're drawing their blood. We're testing what's their CD8, CD4 levels. Their immune system looks good. They are not at risk. There are people that get COVID-19 and get coronavirus, and they brush it off. You're hearing about the hundreds of thousands of people they're estimating in the United States alone that has been exposed to this and had no symptoms whatsoever. Maybe a cold, a cough, or a sneeze for a day or so, and they're fine. What's the difference between those people and folks that end up in the ER or ICU and on a ventilator? It's the quality of their health. That's what it is. So if you will get yourself healthy, if you will do the right things, and you'll wake up and start looking at not the main headline, but the back headline, that's what you need to see. And that doctor, that coroner that put that out there, that coroner should, their resignation should be pulled right now. So those of you that are in government levels in Louisiana, those of you that are doctors in Louisiana, you better call and talk about these people and go, what's going on? This is not okay. Shame on you. And we're seeing false information put out all the time from newscasts all over the country about hospitals being overrun and about people dying in the streets and about little babies dying just to scare the hell out of you. And it's being shown to be fake news. Whew. I love and appreciate every one of you. I really do. And I need your help sharing this information. I promise you this video is going to get taken down today. There's no way that social media is going to allow this video to stay very long. So you better save it. You better share it. Save it. Text it to your friends. hit the share button right now. Get this information out to people. And, oh, I'm going to be at it again tonight on this page. And then I'm also going to be on our Common Sense Health page on Facebook. You need to go to that page right now and ask to become a member of Common Sense Health. There's doctors contributing to that from all over the world. I've got another interview I'm giving tonight for doctors so that you can have some common sense. Because common sense will set you free if you'll follow it. It's time for us to step up, step out, look at what's really going on in the world today, and let's make a difference. I'm tired of it, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Are you? Are you going to take it? Are you going to continue to sit there and take it like a sheep? Or is it time for you to step up and step out, get educated, get inspired, and share this with people? I love and appreciate every one of you. I want to help you. Please go back and watch this video with a notepad and a pen. Share it with your friends and family. I got to get back out there because I got people to take care of. Love and appreciate everybody. Take care.